USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another deadly shooting at a business park in Bryan, Texas. Police Chief Eric Buskey.
Initially, four people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries. Apparently, it was an asthma attack. And one person was deceased at the scene.
Also, more details on a deadly shooting in York County, South Carolina. A former NFL player, Philip Adams, fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before dying by suicide. In the wake of the shootings, President Biden has announced a series of gun control actions. He says the violence is an epidemic.
They've offered plenty of thoughts and prayers, members of Congress, but they passed not a single new federal law to reduce gun violence. Enough prayers. Time for some action.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A reservoir with toxic wastewater is on the verge of collapse in Manatee County, Florida. Hundreds of residents were ordered to evacuate their homes over the Easter weekend. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency for the area. Officials are doing whatever they can to help. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Research shows that so far, the COVID-19 vaccines are effective against the variants. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
As the California coronavirus variant continues to spread across the Golden State since May of 2020, new research suggests that several vaccines could continue to provide an effective defense against it. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another paper, scientists in Israel examined the antibody responses in blood samples from six healthcare workers who had been infected and later received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They found their immune systems kicked in against the original virus and the UK, Brazilian, and South African variants. Scientists want to quash these variants as fast as possible by vaccinating the population. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.